This is HPC Wire Soundbite, your weekly source of commentary and insight on the HPC stories shaping the industry.
HPC and cleaner energy.
And gearing up for ISC.
Hi, this is Richard Brandt. I'm editor of HPC Wire. This is HPC Wire Soundbite for February 15th, 2013, available every Friday on iTunes and Stitcher. Joining me is my co-host, Addison Snell of Intersect 360 Research.
Hey,
how are you doing, Addison?
Good morning, Richard. That rolls right off your tongue.
Yeah, I'm known for that, definitely.
The mellifluous Richard Brandt. Editor of HPC Wire.
That's me. I write better than I speak, honest.
No, you're doing great.
So, first of all, you have some news to share with everybody.
I do, yes. And fans of HPC Wire Soundbite will be maybe interested to know that my previous podcast partner, Michael Feldman, previously the editor of HPC Wire, has joined us as an analyst at Intersect 360 Research. So we're thrilled to have him over here, and our listeners might hear him filling in for me from time to time, but from the analyst side, including next week.
That's right. He's going to come and join me next week, and we'll see what we can do together. But just in case people were wondering why I'm in this slot now and not Michael, that's why.
Well, there you go. I'm thrilled to have him over here. Working with him on this podcast for nearly 4 years, I know what keen insights he has on the HPC industry. It's going to be great value for us, for our clients, to have him as part of our team. So it's all a little bit of what Michael would call inside baseball. We're keeping it all in the family.
That's right.
Our listeners will have him back on as a guest for me soon.
All right. That'll be great.
And there was some other news. We had HPC Wire did a recent interview concerning a supercomputer installation that goes back to about a month ago, looking at how HPC is used to research cleaner energy.
Yeah, this is a new computer at the Office of Fossil Energy's National Energy Technology Laboratory, or NETL. And it's got a new high-performance computer for energy and the environment, or HPCEE for short.
Right.
500 teraflops machine.
That rolls right off the tongue, too, the good
there
old HPCEE.
So this is actually going into a center that does a lot of studies on fossil fuel energy. But we had an interview with
Chris Gunther.
Chris Gunther, that's right, to talk about how it's being used. And he's talking, it looks like they're expanding their mandate a bit. He's talking a lot about green energy initiatives.
Well,
here.
Cleaner energy, greener energy are all huge initiatives, of course. And President Obama just mentioned green energy initiatives in his State of the Union address. That was covered in Green Computing Report, your sister publication this week, so we can point our listeners and readers to that as well. But in this case, the HPCEE system at NETL is not looking specifically at the new alternative energy sources, but rather looking at how we can use the fossil fuels that currently form the most of our energy needs, how we burn those more efficiently and a little cleaner.
Right. It's a big part of the focus that they're taking on this. Of course, one of the things that they brag about on this is that HPCEE resides in an SGI Ice Cube Air data center.
Right. Yeah, it's an SGI machine. In fact, the servers themselves might be traditional SGI rackable servers, but the big news here is the Ice Cube Air data center, which is one of SGI's modular or containerized HPC systems, and apparently runs quite efficiently from a facility standpoint.
Yeah, they're claiming a PUE in the range of 1.03 to 1.06, and this is a modular system that just runs with that kind of efficiency out of the box, as they say. Plug it in, I guess, and start computing.
Yeah, well, out of the box being an interesting term in this case, it's a modular container system. It sort of is a box.
But, right.
But we take their meaning.
Yeah. Wondering as well, you know, if this is part of the Stephen Chu legacy. U.S. Energy Secretary Stephen Chu just announced earlier, last month, I think, that he was resigning as Energy Secretary. And he was a controversial guy, did a lot of emphasis on clean energy, a lot of emphasis on global warming issues and that sort of thing. And so this is something that went into place under his command, and he was really big on the use of supercomputers to help solve some of these big problems.
Yeah, well, Stephen Chu was certainly an advocate of the use of these advanced technologies to research these things, and I think you're right. This is part of his legacy, and HPC Wire did review some of his legacy in high-performance computing. That was a story we weren't able to get to on the podcast, but I know it was written up in your publication.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's he was, of course, a very controversial character. He was behind investments in a lot of green energy initiatives, private companies, including the infamous Solyndra, which, along with a few others, went belly up. And so his opponents constantly bring up that kind of failure. As a matter of fact, they did after the president's speech, I think. They brought up the Republican response, brought up Solyndra as well.
Well, you know, that's as may be. I think his legacy with regards to high performance computing is a little bit clearer. And in this case, I am in favor of using HPC to at least model the effects of research in cleaner energy and greener energy. And this is going to be a field that we continue to see advancements in HPC. Now, this isn't right at the very top of the top 500 list, but a half a petaflop is you know, still a pretty good supercomputer even these days.
Yeah, it is. And it's a tough thing to do. I mean, it's very tough to create these climate models going forward because there's so many variables to put into it. So, you know, having the great supercomputer is one aspect of it. We're continually figuring out new climate models, new parameters to stick into it to try to figure out what is happening. But there's continual progress here. So
very good. That'll be something we get to continue to watch, as Michael would say, in the months and years ahead.
right.
Now, speaking of the months ahead, it seems like we're already starting to gear up for ISC. You know, the spring is a busy conference season for us. I'm already looking ahead to a busy travel schedule myself, but it's anchored at the end of the spring by the ISC conference, which will now be in Leipzig, Germany in June. And ISC has not only announced some of the details for that, but also the formation of an ISC Big Data Conference to go along with the ISC Cloud Conference that takes place in the fall.
That's right. It's a new track for the organization, and I think it's going to be on a parallel track with the main conference, isn't it?
ISC Cloud and ISC Big Data are separate events that take place in September 23rd to the week of September 23rd. You'll see ISC Cloud, and then that'll lead into ISC Big Data, two conferences co-located, one right after the other, and Intersect 360 Research will participate in those as well.
Great. Well, we had an interview with one of the keynote speakers at ISC, Thomas Sterling, and of course people know him as the father of the Beowulf cluster.
He's also on HPC Wire's People to Watch list for 2013. Thomas is a great guy. He's fantastic to talk to every year, and I guess he's going to be one of the big keynotes at ISC.
Yeah, he is. So if you want to watch that person, ISC is the place to do it. He talks a little bit. His talk is apparently going to be looking at the past 10 years in HPC. Traditionally, there's a speaker that talks about what happened in the previous year. He's taking on a bigger track and looking at what happened in the last 10 years.
Well, not only what happened in the last 10 years, but what are the implications to the future as you look ahead to the next 10 and the lead up to exascale?
Yeah, of course. And he's going to be giving some predictions from other researchers as well. Claimed that he didn't want to, make all the predictions himself, but he's good at making predictions.
He is never shy about making predictions, and we made this point when we were talking about him in People to Watch. One of the things I like about him is that he's got such a respected opinion, and he's out there making these bold predictions. I loved his editorial last year about the path to zettaflops and all the barriers that were in the way. And when he talks about his opinions on what the challenges for exascale are, and he comes from a very credible place, and couching it in terms of how did we get to where we are now over the last 10 years is really quite relevant. It amazes me sometimes how little appreciation people have of the past in this industry, even the near past, and what implications it has for the future.
Well, yeah. Well, we're always looking to the future, but you got to look at how we got here. Sterling was noting that NNSA and OSASCR are really the organizations within the U.S. that are pushing the move toward exascale computing. The National Nuclear Security Administration is sort of doing incremental work, trying to extend conventional practices to get toward exascale. And the ASCR is doing an advanced track, leading an advanced track, trying to create new innovations in the architecture, software, and programming models and methods. So he sees if anybody is going to get to scale, although there is some international competition, it's likely to be the U.S. first.
Well, he's an interesting guy to talk to. I had him on one of my Crossfire panels before, and we'll be continuing the Analyst Crossfire series at ISC again this year. We're putting that together as the closing session. I've loved doing that as a tradition at ISC, and I'm looking forward to Thomas's keynote.
Absolutely. I will be too.
All right. Well, thanks very much for another good podcast, Richard. As we mentioned at the top of the hour, next week, Michael will be back on the podcast, but he'll be filling in for me this time as I'm not available next week.
All right. Well, have fun doing whatever you're doing, and I'll try to give Michael a hard time.
All right. Thanks a lot, Richard.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to HPC Wire Soundbite. Got a question or comment? Email soundbite@hpcwire.com. HPC Wire Soundbite is available every Friday afternoon from iTunes or at hpcwire.com. HPC Wire, the leading source for global news and information covering the ecosystem of high productivity computing.